Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, 404-726-0929. Give us your wake-up call. Can you give yourself a nickname or not? How are you feeling about the Braves right now? I know yesterday was pretty much just a gut punch. So let's go back to something that's a little bit more fun. We were talking about Seinfeld before, and I wanted to give you guys the fun fact about Mr. George Costanza. Jason Alexander, when they would dress him for that show, they would make his outfits at least a size too small to make sure he was annoyed physically as a person, but also appear annoyed in every single episode.
And look uncomfortable.
Yeah. How brilliant is that?
What's with you in the sweatpants? You know what you're telling everybody? I can no longer compete in society.
Are you more of a look good than feel good person, Mark?
Yes.
Bo?
No, I'm a feel good person. I mean, I would rather be comfortable than if, like, dress up. Absolutely. I mean, give me basketball shorts and a hoodie all day long. Even in the summertime, you guys see me. I'll wear a thin hoodie. I don't care. Mark wants to look good. I don't care about it.
There are certain jeans that I know. If it's like a Friday and I want to relax, actually I'm wearing them today, the baggy ones, just so I don't have to worry about fitting into those skinny jeans on a Friday. It can be comfortable. I want to talk about the Braves a little bit in this loss yesterday. I almost tweeted something, but then I thought Twitter might come after me. Braves country might come after me, because I thought for a moment maybe I had jinxed the team, because I was watching, like I said earlier, because of our hours, I was at home watching right at 12:15, top to bottom. And every single time someone got a hit or a run, I would tweet out their name with 3 exclamation points. And I was like, once things went a little bit sideways, like, okay, so maybe it's me. The exclamation points may have jinxed this game. But I didn't want to tweet it because I thought maybe the fan base would come after me.
Well, they would, and just tell you that no, the fact that the team sucks right now, or the fact that Brian Sinker's asleep at the wheel, or that Alan Santopoulos is this, and that's what they would tell you. Because Braves Twitter is probably the angriest of all the fan bases, and I don't even think probably. They are the angriest of all the fan bases in Atlanta. There's no doubt about that. The Braves Twitter is the angriest bunch of them, and honestly, they have a right to be right now, because this is a core that we believe in. Somebody tweeted me earlier and was like, all I ever hear about it in the 2021 World Series run is Jock and Solaire and Eddie, you know, Riley and Ozzy, and then he put Harris in there for some reason when Harris wasn't even on the team at that point. They didn't do anything. Well, no, you hear about – you remember big moments. You know, Jock hit the home run early in – I think it was game 3 of that series with the Brewers. Freddie hit the home run in that clinching game against the Brewers, you know, which was huge, which off of Hader. You know, Rosario has just a red hot NLCS. Yeah. I mean, red hot. And he has the home run that goes ahead in game 6, And then Jorge hits the home run in Game 6, and he had a couple home runs in that series. But are we forgetting that, like, Austin Riley and Ozzie in that entire season, they both hit 300 Riley did, but they both had 30 home runs and 100-plus RBIs. They both had huge hits to the playoffs, including Riley, and I believe, Mark, it was Game 1 of the NLCS. And I think Ozzie was who he played it. So there's members of this core that have won, that know what it's like. And so to sit here and be like, well, that didn't have anything to do with it, that is garbage. They also played phenomenal defense. But I'll digress because we do have some people on the line, Allie. Wake up call is going. Let's go out to Jim on the road. Jim, you're on with the morning shift. How are you feeling about the Braves?
Well, I think y'all are spot on. But let's be honest, these guys haven't forgotten how to play baseball, just the same as Snicker has not forgotten how. It's just, you can even consider a strange confluence of events that everybody's having a bad day at the same time, and they all just have to pull together and pull out of it. And, you know, they have not forgotten how to play baseball. And I think, Zeno, you're spot on, brother. It is more improbable for the Pacers than it was for the Braves, because you're right, it's going to happen probably four or five more times to other teams.
Yeah.
And while I'm not a Mafia member or a Squid Nation member, Zeno, if it's never been said, I'll be your zealot.
See, look at that. Brand new things happen. See, miracles happen every day, Bo.
Wow. Maybe the Braves will go on a run after all.
Yeah, I mean, the stranger things have been known to happen. Look, and that's, I get that people want a pound of flesh, and look, I'm not denigrating, but I was listening to the afternoon show yesterday, and they were screaming for it. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get a pound of flesh. You know what you're going to do? You're going to play a baseball game tonight in San Francisco, mm-hmm. and you can play two more on Saturday and Sunday, and you're just going to keep charging towards the trade deadline, and Alex Anthopoulos is going to have to address some of this stuff at the trade deadline. But again, there's not a lot out there. But the idea that they are going to just start selling pieces off is ridiculous. That's not going to happen. They're not. This is, again, the seventh highest payroll in all of baseball. I am sure that Alex Anthopoulos' bosses, okay, Derek Schiller and everybody else, and even those folks at Liberty Media, are not going to sit there and go, you know what, let's just take this commodity that we have that has value and let's just make it totally worthless. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's not how business is run.
It's also not how baseball is necessarily run.
Right.
Mark.
So, I mean, I understand people's emotions want that pound of flesh. It's not going to happen. I just need to prepare you all that it's not going to happen. You already got some minor moves, right? Like, bringing up Craig Kimbrell is more of an embarrassment than a relief. The guy can barely pitch anymore. He stunk in Baltimore. What are you expecting?
Well,
the Kimbrell that was here in 2012?
Look, Kimbrell had what he got you to September, and the wheels came off. So he had a good part of the season last year, but the wheels did fall off. That's why he's just now being coming up. Let's get back real quick. Let's get to Squid Shady at the house. Squid Shady, what do you think about the Braves? How you feeling?
We're going to get to the Braves in a second. Zeno, thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
And by the way, I gave myself that nickname, Squid Shady. What are you going to do about it? gave you a nickname, the Stick Man. But back to the first thing. Thank you for your service. Respect you a ton. My brother is a retired Lieutenant Colonel Chaplain.
Oh, awesome.
Allie,
yes.
You're killing it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
The silent assassin. I wouldn't play you in any of these little silly games they play. number three, I have inside intel, Bo, that Dylan's car will be fixed soon. But I have a question. Why didn't he use red tape?
Yeah, that is a good
that's
question.
That's a very good question. The black tape is
Dylan, answer for yourself.
Racing stripes.
He
racing
didn't
stripes.
Know there was red tape. He already told me.
That too.
But it sounds like the car's going to get fixed soon. That's great.
I have inside intel. Bo, how is Squid Chop?
Great. Doing good. Appreciate it. Thank you for asking.
So about the Braves, if you boo, you're not from here. If you're calling from Snitker's head, you don't remember Bobby Cox. But I think we need to brace for everything to change next year. And I think we need to ride this out and have fun and wish for the best. Y'all have a great day. Y'all keep me going.
Appreciate it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Squid Shetty, I do agree. This is going to be road. This is not how this team does things. And I don't think how baseball works necessarily. Let's get to Shane and McDonough. Shane, how are you feeling about the Braves?
You know, I think one of the biggest things that we're overlooking is the leadership aspect. I think when they let Travis d'Arnaud go, you lost a big – I mean, he's not a big-time name, but you lost a leader. And how many times did you hear in coverage that this guy will be a future Major League Baseball coach? I think that he was someone to look up, you know, too, for the younger players, and then also he was that leader in the clubhouse.
No, it's a good point. Appreciate the call, Shane. That's one of the things we touched on, the erosion of guys who could help lead this team. And Freddie gone. You had Dansby, who was the leader on this team, gone. Now then d'Arnaud was left in that group. Now he's gone, and Max Fried as well. Who I'm not sure where Max Fried leadership would have been more in rotation thing, but there's no doubt d'Arnaud did bring a leadership aspect.
Well, and look, the natural pivot from that is that's the manager's job as well, right? And so when people are sitting here saying, oh, there's no leadership, well, they put that on Snit, which to a certain extent is fair. But also, again, I mean, it's one of these things where there wasn't a move yesterday Snit could have made that would have – that was questionable or that, you know, wasn't in line with what the game situation – like, nothing Snit did yesterday contributed. He had bad bullpen. He couldn't get guys out.
Yeah.
You handed the ball over with a 6-run lead to say, get 3 outs. Just get if 3 relievers just get 1 out, they win the game. Couldn't do it.
It just got bad so fast. But I do want to highlight, though, the silver lining, though, is the offense did pretty well yesterday. And that's what we've been looking for them to pick up. So thank you for all the calls. I appreciate that. Continue the conversation online at Twitter at 929MorningShift if you want to reach out to us. And coming up, we've got the Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, to answer all the countless questions we have about the Braves right now. Craig Kimbrell has been called up. Scott Blewett, DFA'd. Truly a bullpen shakeup happening while the fan base is wavering. We'll get his insights next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.